Benediction by F. Scott Fitzgerald. 1. The Baltimore station was hot and crowded, so Lois was forced to stand by the telegraph desk for interminable sticky seconds while a clerk with big front teeth counted and recounted a large Ladies' Day message to determine whether it contained the innocuous 49 words or the fatal 51. Lois, waiting, decided she wasn't quite sure of the address, so she took the letter out of her bag and ran over it again. "Darling," it began, "I understand, and I'm happier than life ever meant me to be. If I could give you the things you've always been in tune with, but I can't. Lois, we can't marry, and we can't lose each other and let all this glorious love end in nothing. Until your letter came, dear, I'd been sitting here in the half-dark and thinking, where could I go and ever forget you? Abroad, perhaps? To drift through Italy or Spain and dream away the pain of having lost you, where the crumbling ruins of older, mellower civilizations would mirror only the desolation of my heart? And then your letter came. Sweetest, bravest girl, if you'll wire me, I'll meet you in Wilmington. Till then, I'll be here just waiting and hoping for every long dream of you to come true. Howard." She had read the letter so many times that she knew it word by word, yet it still startled her. In it, she found many faint reflections of the man who wrote it. The mingled sweetness and sadness in his dark eyes, the furtive, restless excitement she felt sometimes when he talked to her, his dreamy sensuousness that lulled her mind to sleep. Lois was 19 and very romantic and curious and courageous. The large lady and the clerk, having compromised on 50 words, Lois took a blank and wrote her telegram. And there were no overtones to the finality of her decision. "It's just destiny," she thought. "It's just the way things work out in this damn world. If cowardice is all that's been holding me back, there won't be any more holding back. So we'll just let things take their course and never be sorry." The clerk scanned her telegram. "Arrived Baltimore today. Spend day with my brother. Meet me Wilmington, 3 p.m. Wednesday. Love, Lois." "$0.54," said the clerk admiringly. "And never be sorry," thought Lois. "And never be sorry."